reaching out to your community, the great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
And in a few moments, we are going to have the very latest in space and astronomy news, because this is the space show. But first, let's hear this.
It's 1,098.7 meters per second, and we are now... the occult period with the antenna.
India has successfully reached Mars. Aap sabko badhai. Deshvasiyon ko badhai. History has been created today. We have dared to reach out into the unknown and have achieved the near impossible. I congratulate all ISRO scientists as well as all my fellow Indians on this historic occasion.
And historic occasion it is. That happened earlier today. We have lots of details coming up in this evening's space show. And we're also going to turn the clock back a little bit to this event as well.
As I can see, there are now three Doppler measurements that have just changed dramatically from this trend.
So what does that mean?
That means, to me, the engines have been commanded to turn off.
Okay.
On Maven Cord, based on observed navigation data, congratulations. Maven is now in Mars orbit.
Fantastic.
Wow, okay. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Wow, that just came, you called it.
Data.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Data doesn't lie.
Yes, two spacecraft in orbit around Mars within a few days of each other, one from the United States and one from India. We have details on the United States one as well. So we invite you to stay tuned for the latest in space and astronomy news, because this is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And on this evening's show, we have two new spacecraft in orbit around Mars. We have a chat with astronaut Carl Mead. And, if time allows, an update on the Rosetta mission. We suggest you get your diary handy. There is an eclipse due. And we also give you advice on how to see the elusive planet Mercury. And, well, if we get time, we'll play in a space song or two. But first up, we have Space Show News. And tonight we begin with the news that a spacecraft, the Mars Orbiter mission, has gone into orbit around Mars. The firing began... Well, what happened is the spacecraft, on approach to Mars on Monday, did a test of its liquid apogee motor. This was a successful four-second burn of the 440-newton motor, and that tested it because it had been cruising towards Mars for 10 months, and they wanted to make sure it was going to work. And then it was approaching Mars at a velocity of 5 kilometres per second, and the liquid apogee motor slowed it to 4.3 kilometres per second during a 24-minute firing that started at 11:47 our time, and given the 12 and a half minutes that it takes the radio signal to get from Mars to the Earth at the moment, that meant that we found out around about 11:59, just before 11:59. And the first pictures were expected back this afternoon. Haven't had a chance to check and see whether they're actually there yet. And the mission was being controlled from ISTRAC, which is in Bangalore. And we were hanging on, waiting for news of the craft. And while that was happening, we learned about the mission objectives. So here's a little feature from India about the objectives of the Mars Orbiter mission.
This is indeed a complex mission. And keeping in mind all the orbital complexities and the challenges the mission presented, the Mars Orbiter mission was envisaged and executed. Let's take a quick glance at the mission objectives and the MOM spacecraft configuration, which made the journey possible so far. One of the main objectives of the first Indian mission to Mars is to develop the technologies required for design, planning, management, and operations of an interplanetary mission. The technological objectives are design and realization of a Mars orbiter with the capability to survive and perform Earth-bound maneuvers, cruise phase of 300 days, Mars orbit insertion and capture, and on-orbit phase around Mars. Also, the deep space communication, navigation, mission planning and management, and to incorporate the autonomous features to handle the contingency situation. The scientific objectives include exploration of the Mars surface features, morphology, mineralogy, and Martian atmosphere by indigenous scientific instruments. The spacecraft configuration is a balanced mix of design from flight-proven IRIS INSAT Chandrayaan 1 bus. Improvisations required for Mars mission are in the areas of communication, power, propulsion for the liquid engine restart after nearly a year, and onboard autonomy. The 390 liters capacity propellant tanks accommodate a maximum of 852 kg of propellant, which would be adequate with sufficient margins. The liquid engine or 440 newton thrust is used for orbit tracing and Martian orbit insertion. Additional flow lines and valves have been incorporated to ensure liquid engine 440 newton engine restart after 300 days of Martian transfer trajectory to take care of fuel migration issues. 8 number of 22 newton thrusters are used for wheel desaturation and attitude control during maneuvers. Accelerometer is used for measuring the precise incremental velocity, the delta V, and for precise burn termination. Star sensors and gyros provide the attitude control signals inputs in all phases of the mission. To compensate for the lower solar irradiance, the 50% to 35% compared to Earth, the Mars orbiter requires 3 solar panels of size 1800 by 1400 mm. Single 36 ampere hour lithium ion battery will be sufficient to take care of eclipses encountered during Earthbound phase and in Mars orbit. The communication dish antenna fixed to the spacecraft body of diameter 2.2 meters was arrived at after the trade-off study between antenna diameter and accommodation within the PSLV XL envelope. Onboard autonomy functions were incorporated as the large Earth-Mars distance does not permit real-time interventions. This would also take care of onboard contingencies.
Now, it was a tense time at Bangalore in India as the Mars orbiter mission approached Mars. If the engine had failed, in other words, the engine had not worked at all, then the craft would have sailed on past Mars, deflected the orbit a little, and continued on in heliocentric orbit, that is, orbit around the Sun, which is where it was on the way to Mars. If the engine burn, and in doing so, it went behind Mars, as seen from the Earth. So there is a long period of time during which there is no communication with the spacecraft and no way of knowing whether the engine burn was going correctly or not. Now, before it went behind Mars, the craft was still visible from Earth when the engine burn started. And we got that signal that the engine burn had started, the sequence had started. Good news. But would it continue? It goes behind Mars, and if the engine fails, it's going to emerge going, it's still pretty fast, and as a result will appear earlier than expected. So we're waiting for a signal. Will it appear earlier than expected? That means that the orbit insertion has not failed. If it has succeeded, then of course it will emerge later, that is after the full 24 minutes of firing. And even so, when it came around, we still couldn't hear the signal because the craft was not pointed at the Earth. This was quite deliberate because it had to be in position for the engine firing. So after the engine firing stopped and it came round from behind Mars, it then turned to face the Earth. And this took several minutes. And so there were several minutes of anxious waiting to see what would happen. And we pick up the story on the sequence that was happening with the orbiter during this time.
During the burn, the orientation of the spacecraft is maintained such that the liquid engine is always pointed against the velocity direction of the spacecraft. Now, what is this reverse rotation? This rotation of the firing does not allow the communication antenna to look towards the Earth. Hence, when the burn ends, as of now, the onboard sequencer senses it and starts the reverse rotation for the spacecraft. The spacecraft orientation targeted with this rotation is to make the medium gain antenna point towards the Earth so that spacecraft telemetry can be received at the ground station. The reverse rotation is expected to start at around 7:54 a.m. after the burn end. So that is the nominal time. The entire reverse rotation takes about 10 minutes. However, the MGA has a field of view of plus minus 40 degrees. This implies that we need not wait for the MGA center or boresight to point towards Earth. The anxious moments of waiting will be shortened from 10 minutes to 6 minutes after burn end, when the MGA field of view edge will enable communication with the Earth. The telemetry would be made on with 250 bits per second data rate. Till this time, battery would have been supporting the spacecraft subsystems. In this orientation, after the reverse rotation, the solar panels would also start generating power. And this all will happen around 8 a.m.
The times given there, of course, were Indian time, Indian Standard Time, and India is 4.5 hours behind Australia, so that time in Australian time she just mentioned there, 8 a.m., is 12:30 our time, and we were hanging on there waiting to see what happened. Would it have worked? Would it have worked? Waiting, waiting.
We are approximately 3 minutes away from the predicted time when the spacecraft telemetry would reach the ground station and we would be able to see in real time what has happened and the burn parameters. Of course, this is expecting a very nominal scenario where the entire, the lamp and all the thrusters have fired as expected. Before the occult start, we had recorded an accelerometer delta V of 177.4 meters per second. The target delta velocity to be achieved is 1098.7 meters per second. And we are now reaching the end of the occult period with the antenna.
इसरो के सभी वैज्ञानिकों को समूचे भारत को समूचे राष्ट्र को प्रतीक्षा थी अब आप इसरो के चेयरमैन की गतिविधियों को देख पा रहे होंगे प्रधानमंत्री तालियों से बधाइयां देते हुए ये निश्चित रूप से बहुत गर्वान्वित क्षण है निश्चित रूप से ऐसे क्षण है जिसको समूचा राष्ट्र
एंड यू कैन सी द एक्साइटमेंट अमंग ऑल द साइंटिस्ट दे आर all having beaming faces, smiles from year to year and congratulating each other on the performance of this much-awaited event, the Mars orbit insertion. You can imagine the Mars orbiter mission near the Mars planet after this Mars orbit insertion maneuver, the result of the hard work of the entire MOM team, the entire organization and so many people associated with this event.
Load only step one.
आप देख सकते हैं स्क्रीन पर all the scientists from all the different subsystems, all the different centers of the organization who have worked as a team, who have contributed to this eventful and mission from the very conceptualization to this day, to this moment, and each congratulating each other, sharing the exhilaration and the exuberance which you can see among all the people involved, among all the entire team, can be visible.
And we were hearing there that, yes, the event was successful.
This is the project director, Sri Arunan. It's a dream. It's a dream which the entire community has dreamt for the last so many months.
Now, picture this in your mind. Australia launches a probe to Mars. And we've got a mission control centre here, Australian built, Australian designed. And who should rock up during this important event but the Prime Minister? Okay, you can put your own name to the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister then speaks after the successful mission, successful going into orbit, for about half an hour. And he does a bilingual speech in two languages. And he does so without referring to notes, without using a teleprompter, just straight from the heart. Well, this is what the Indian Prime Minister did when the spacecraft arrived at Mars just a few hours ago. So I have cut out the Hindi part of the bilingual speech and just left the English part. Now, parts of it will jump a little bit because he was just flowing from one language to another. And I know most of our listeners do not understand Hindi, so I'm just leaving in the English part. And here is what the Prime Minister of India had to say about this achievement.
India has successfully reached Mars. आप सबको बधाई, देशवासियों को बधाई. History has been created today. We have dared to reach out into the unknown and have achieved the near impossible. I congratulate all ISRO scientists as well as all my fellow Indians on this historic occasion. और मैंने पहले ही कहा, traveling an incredible distance of more than 650 million kilometers. यानी कि करीब करीब 65 करोड़ किलोमीटर की यात्रा. वी हैव गॉन बियॉन्ड द बाउंड्रीज ऑफ ह्यूमन एंटरप्राइज एंड इमेजिनेशन. वी हैव एक्यूरेटली नेविगेटेड अवर स्पेसक्राफ्ट थ्रू ए रूट नोन टू वेरी फ्यू एंड वी हैव डन सो फार from a distance so large that it took even a command signal from Earth more time to reach it than it takes sunlight to reach us. The odds were stacked against us. Of the 51 missions attempted across the world so far, a mere 21 had succeeded, but we have prevailed. With today's spectacular success, ISRO joins an elite group of only 3 other agencies worldwide to have successfully reached to the red planet. India, in fact, is the only country to have succeeded in its very first attempt. We put together the spacecraft in record time with a mere 3 years of first studying its feasibility. But it is indigenously in a pan-Indian effort. Used a small rocket and payload to reduce the cost even while increasing the complexity of an already challenging mission. These are all accomplishments that will go down as landmarks in history. Uncertainty is a part of the journey. Or every explorer who seeks to push boundaries, the hunger of exploration and the thrill of discovery are not for the faint-hearted. Innovation, after all, by its very nature, involves risk. As you are trying to do something which has not been done before, it is a leap into the dark. Humanity would not have progressed if we had not taken such leaps into the unknown, and space is indeed the biggest unknown out there. No one represents the zeal for exploring the unknown more than our space scientists here at ISRO. Through your brilliance and hard work, you have made it a habit of achieving the impossible. हम मेरे इसरो के वैज्ञानिकों को impossible को possible करने जैसे आदत ही लग गई है. You have developed self-reliance across critical domains, often in the face of hostile circumstances. Every generation of our scientists has groomed the next homegrown lot. Though your achievements, you have honored our forefathers and inspired our future generations. You truly deserve all the love and respect you get from graceful nation. We Indians are a proud people. Despite our many limitations, we aspired for the best. The success of our space program is a shining symbol of what we are capable of as a nation. Our space program has been an example of achievement which inspires the rest of us to strive for excellence ourselves. Moreover, space exploration requires cutting-edge expertise across diverse disciplines. A successful space program thus generates applications across multiple domains. Our efforts in particular have historically focused on the ultimate objective of nation building, of translating space technology into space applications. Delivering the fruits of this fastest fortner to the remote corner of the country, deepening our governance, strengthening our economy, and improving our lives. We also have a great legacy and responsibility to live up to our ancestors. Had helped the world understand the mysteries of the heavens, grasp the idea of shunya or nothingness, map spatial knowledge such as the rotation of the earth, motion of planets, and occurrence of eclipses. Modern India must continue playing this leading role of Jagat Guru Bharat. My dear friends, let me conclude by saying that in contrast with the linear nature of Western philosophy, there is no absolute beginning or end. In our Eastern understanding of the cosmos, there is only a continuous, unending cycle of dispassionate.
And at that point, my mini-disc recorder, with which I was recording this live event, became full and quit. He only had another 30 seconds or so to say, and that's the gist of what he said. Later in the show, we will look at the American MAVEN spacecraft, which has just gone into orbit around Mars as well.